Hello, my hearty friends. Welcome to episode 25 of the My Heart and Mind podcast. Today's episode is a relaxation session, and the affirmation that we're going to be thinking about and using is I am whole, healthy and complete. The reason that I've decided to use this one today is that we spend a lot of time comparing ourselves, and it doesn't make us feel particularly happy. So by using this affirmation, we will be overwriting all of the negative thoughts that we have when we do make those comparisons. I am going to tell you about your uniqueness. I think you should quit hiding your magic. You are unique. You're the only one like you. You have one-of-a-kind fingerprints. And even if you're an identical twin, your twins do not match yours. You are the outcome of one egg and around 40 million sperm. Any other sperm and you would have been somebody different. You are the one and only to see colours the way that you do. Your experiences, your environment, your friends and family have shaped you into being special. Your world is filtered through your thoughts and you see it like no other. How and what you do will never be the same as another's, as you will always put in your own creative touch. It's a combination of everything that you have learned, everything that you have been through, and the things that you have done that make you truly different from everyone else on this planet. Remember not to compare yourself with others, as there is no comparison. And anyway, you would be matching their outsides, what you see, particularly on social media, with your insides, with what you think and feel and the reality of everyday life. I know that after my heart attack, I really thought that my life was not going to be the same, and I did a lot of comparison and thinking about the things I could and couldn't do. So I believe that I am whole, healthy and complete applies the same for our health and our life in general. Even when I was feeling broken, I knew that I can live with health issues and still be healthy in mind and body. We can still live our lives happy. It really does help to remind yourself that you are good enough and that you are whole, healthy and complete. So it's at this point I need to remind you not to listen to the relaxation session while you're driving. The same applies if you're operating machinery or involved in something that needs your full attention. It's best to listen only when you have time, somewhere where you can safely relax completely and you are unlikely to be disturbed.
Hello and welcome to the My Heart and Mind podcast, where it's all about creating the feel-good mindset so you can make the most of every moment and reap the benefits of getting the most happiness out of life. And now, over to your host, Sally Crawley.
I'm Sally Crawley, a heart attack and breast cancer warrior who loves cats, coffee and cars. Together we're going to explore the art of living happy after a cardiac heart trauma. My show is about helping you to get your emotional power back, to gain control of your life, your mind and your body. After a heart attack, heart surgery or when living with heart disease, it's not just your physical body that has life-altering changes and needs rehabilitation. Your emotions, your life and your world can be in turmoil too. I will help you focus on and influence your mindset, your thoughts and feelings, so you can feel good now. It's about supporting you to make the lifestyle changes that will allow you to reduce your risk factors and love the life you live. My disclaimer though, in brief, if you have any concerns about your health or your heart, then get expert medical advice immediately. If you're thinking about making any major changes in your life, also check with your doctor. My work is not intended to replace conventional medicine, it is purely complementary. So take a moment to get yourself ready, and I'll begin. Now, because your conscious mind is currently aware that there is more than one of you listening to me, I want you to begin by closing your eyes, because from this moment onwards, you can imagine that I'm talking to you and to you alone. So, If your eyes aren't already closed, allow them now to gently rest. Then, in your own time, take a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose, breathing in calm and peace. And then hold that breath for the mental count of three. Then exhale gently and slowly out of your mouth. Allow all of the cares, all of the thoughts, and any feelings from the day to leave you just as your breath leaves your body. And as you settle in and settle down into your body, you just make yourself comfortable and begin to notice that this is your time and your space now. Just separate your hands and let them lie loosely on your lap or by your sides, if that's more comfortable. It's better if your legs are uncrossed, and if you're sitting in a chair, that your feet are firmly planted on the ground. And it doesn't matter if you feel you need to move, just slightly now and again. You don't have to be absolutely still. Just be comfortable and relax the whole body as much as you can. Again, in your own time, begin to take a slow, gentle and deep breath in through your nose, holding it just for a moment before letting all the tension leave your body by breathing out slowly through your mouth, just allowing your whole body to relax as you do so. All you need to do for now is to allow yourself to keep listening to the sound of my voice, quietly listening to the sound of my voice. And as you do so, you'll begin to become more aware of those other sounds. Sounds from inside the room, perhaps the heating or the movement of the building you're in. And maybe sounds from outside, passing traffic, even the weather. And on a third level, you may be able to hear things where I am now. But these won't disturb you. In fact, they'll help you to relax, because just for now, the world outside is absolutely unimportant to you. The only sound you're interested in is the sound of my voice. And while you're listening to the sound of my voice, and I want you to concentrate again for a moment on your breathing. As you inhale through your nose, you might become aware of the coolness of the air as it enters your body, also noticing the warmth of that breath as it leaves your body when you just let that breath go. Allowing your breathing to become natural now. Natural and easy in your own rhythm, at its own pace, only as slowly and steadily and evenly as works for you. You may want to consider it that it might be as if you're just trying to convince somebody that you are absolutely sound asleep. And as you breathe out each time, just allowing the whole body to relax more and more, so that you gradually notice yourself feeling as if your whole body was sinking further and further down with each breath that you breathe. That's right. It's quite normal. You can let any and all thoughts, feelings and sensations wash over you. Or you can choose to let them help you relax. Whatever you do is absolutely right for you. And you simply cannot get this process wrong. Settling in and settling down as you continue to relax. And I'd like you to put your awareness on your feet and imagine all of the muscles in your feet relaxing. And as you imagine them relaxing, you'll find that they do so easily and effortlessly. And as you continue to breathe in, peace, calm and tranquility, and exhale, letting all your thoughts and feelings about the day dissipate into the air around you. And your feet feel so relaxed. And now you can imagine that that feeling of relaxation is flowing up to your calf muscles. And as it does, you can imagine relaxing the muscles of the calves and the lower leg. Feeling that feeling of relaxation flooding in. Now allowing that feeling of relaxation to flow up to the thighs and relax all of the muscles in the thighs, the fronts and the backs letting go, the sides relaxing. Letting your legs become very heavy, heavy and relaxed, almost as if they were sinking into the chair or whatever you are laying on. I'm wondering how much more you will be allowing that feeling of relaxation to flow up to the stomach muscles and the lower back. And as you imagine relaxing the stomach muscles and the lower back, you can let them become loose. Loose and relaxed. Very good. Allow that feeling of relaxation to flow up to the chest and the upper back. That's right. And relax all of those large muscles. Really letting that in relaxation flood in. As it moves gently up to the shoulders now, as your shoulders drop down, as it spreads down the arms, triceps and biceps softening. Feel that feeling of relaxation flowing down through the elbows, down to the forearms. And eventually through the wrists to the hands and even the fingers, feeling that relaxation now, the fingertips letting go. And your attention moves gently back up to your back, up to the neck muscles, the left side of the neck, letting go, the right side of the neck, releasing. Feeling that sensation flow to the jaw muscles, allowing the jaw to drop down limp and loose. That's right. Even the facial muscles, the tiny muscles around the eyes, letting go. The forehead and the eyebrows, soothing and smoothing. And finally, even the scalp muscles relaxing. That's right. You're doing fine. Letting the whole body relax. And as you're just there, and as you're thinking, I know that you're wondering about certain things. And that's a good thing, because it's a good thing to wonder. And the very fact that you are wondering means that you can come to new insights and new understandings about yourself and your life. And those will allow you to begin to change the things in your life at the conscious or the unconscious level in a way that suits you. And your behaviours and thoughts may begin to shift and change. Haven't they already? As you are moving in your life now. That you're so wonderfully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything. Nobody expecting anything. An app. Absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do but to relax. And as you do, I want you to imagine that you're just an observer of your own mind, drifting slowly down. as you are, drifting, dreaming, dropping, falling. You can perhaps now or in a moment allow your memories to float back to a time, you know, that time where you believed that everything and anything is possible. Perhaps you will experience a clear moment in pictures, or maybe sounds, or even just having a sense of that time and being you, and that's okay. Re-experiencing the memory, remembering the thoughts, recalling the feelings, the sensations, and the knowing that you do know how it feels to believe that I am whole, healthy, and complete. Yes, you are. You can repeat this phrase to yourself in your own mind each time you hear me say it today, after today, over and over again, repeating out loud to yourself every day, many times a day, over the coming weeks. As you say to yourself, I am whole, healthy, and complete. Practice connecting the feelings and the words as you go through your everyday. Imagine how it feels to really own that belief. Remember those times when you have known, I am whole, healthy, and complete. I am whole, healthy, and complete. You are enough just as you are. It's a beautiful feeling to know that you are enough. You are free of the need to prove anything to yourself or to anyone else. You confidently greet each day as it arrives with a smile on your face. Everyone that crosses your path is amazed at your attitude and your warmth. Though you are continuously working to improve yourself, you are very content in being who you are. You are interested in fully understanding all of your talents. You want to know your full potential. I am whole, healthy, and complete. You associate only with the kind and supportive people who help you to feel good about yourself. You are enough. You have enough. You do enough each day to satisfy yourself and to help make the world a better place. I am whole, healthy, and complete. You are a unique individual. You are one of a kind. Your unique attributes are a big part of what makes you so special. You love those parts of you. You allow the world to see them. You magnify them because they are uniquely you. You serve as a model of a whole, healthy, and complete person. I am whole, healthy, and complete. You were born complete. You are complete. You have always been complete. Anytime you feel that you are insufficient, you remind yourself that completeness is in your very nature. It is in everyone's nature. Today, you enjoy just being you. You marvel at the person you have always been. You feel vibrant and full of health. I am whole, healthy, and complete. Now, I don't know if your unconscious knows more or less than you think it does. And when you think about it for a moment, your unconscious right now is making connections which will allow you to see and hear things in new ways and understand and feel things at deeper levels. Haven't you already begun? That's right. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5 and not before, you'll open your eyes only as quickly as is comfortable for you. 1, 2, 3. Halfway there now, beginning to wiggle your toes and your fingers. 4, eyelids beginning to flutter. And 5, eyes open, bringing everything back to you and coming all the way back into the present time. That's right. Now, remember, have a bit of a yawn and a stretch. Make yourself kind of get back into the now. And I'll just recap. So I will put these in the show notes as usual. And your first 3 affirmations for me today are: 1, I am whole, healthy, and complete. 2, I am enough just as I am. 3, my completeness is my very nature. And if you want to add any of your own, please do so. I'd like you to say the affirmations 5 times each as a set. And repeat your set of affirmations at least once a day. So I hope you got a lot out of that and you enjoyed it. And for those of you that want to do the self-reflection questions, there are 4 questions today. And these are as follows. 1, what are my 3 greatest qualities? 2, what is unique about me? 3, in what ways do I hold myself back? And 4, why do I hold myself back? So enjoy having a think about those or maybe journaling. And I look forward to catching up with you in the next episode. Take care for now. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Sally Crawley and the My Heart and Mind podcast, a show for you if you've had a heart attack, cardiac event, or other life-changing experience and want to feel good. It's all about mastering your feelings and emotions so you can feel great and live the life you love. To find out more, visit www.myheartandmind.co.uk and note that that's an AND and not the ampersand character. Go be magnificent.